Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. What is LightPeak? It's just the next generation in data transmission. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is September 4th, 2010. We're on day two of our business article, Fiber Optics Advances, and we're talking about Intel's LightPeak. It's the next generation as far as transmission of data. It's a big leap. We're talking about moving from electronic cables to fiber optics, and it means a lot to everybody that uses all sorts of gadgets, not just computers, but as our homes and workplaces increasingly use and rely on electronic gadgets to interact, this will be a big time saver for us. And it actually will save us time on things that we don't even use right now that we can't even imagine. 10, 20 years from now, there will be new gadgets and new uses and new things being transmitted. So how we get data from one point to the next has a big part in how much time we spend using these gadgets, executing tasks and things like that. Helping us out on this article back for day two is Howie Chong. Hi, Howie.
Hi, Bill. Hello, friends. I really love this article simply because
I love technology.
Exactly. The techno-geek part of me, the really is looking forward to this technology. I want to see it on my computer right now. I want to be able to use this right now because all of us, whether we realize it or not, we actually need this. Our cameras have 10 megapixel cameras now. Mm-hmm. We're shooting high definition video. We're sending and receiving more information than we ever have. And whether we realize we're doing it, it takes a lot of time to send this information back and forth, and it wastes time. With this technology coming into play, we will be able to receive and send information much more quickly, and so we can do our work much more efficiently as well.
Also joining us for day two, Naomi Biesable.
Hi, friends. I think that this will be an exciting development in technology. Just one example to maybe help us understand it. I got a new cell phone a few months ago, and I thought, I'm going to get a camera on this one because sometimes I'm out somewhere and I don't have my camera with me, and it's just so convenient to have a camera on your cell phone. So I've used it a little bit, but I have never once uploaded a picture from my camera to my computer. I just haven't bothered to figure it out and to take the time. And it just takes so long to set everything up and to send the file, especially if it's a video. And I just don't have time for that because, I have other things mm-hmm. to do. So if the cables made it just sort of this, you plug it in and boom, there it is, I think it would be easier for people to adopt certain technologies that maybe we've been reluctant to adopt so far, or even to use the gadgets we do have to their full potential.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, I could see that you chose not to do something because it was maybe going to take too much time.
Right.
I can understand that.
Another example is I know I should be backing up my files, mm-hmm. things like music that I buy online or movies that I buy online. I should have an extra copy of that in case my computer crashes or something. But I never bother because it takes too much time.
I actually have chosen not to open up files or copy files. A lot of times people will send me pretty large files in my email. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, not all the time, but I'll delete it. Mm-hmm. I don't have – because one part of that decision-making process is I don't have time to wait for this thing. Yeah. To upload or to copy. Do you ever do that, Howie?
Yeah, I think we were talking about this before. Sometimes there are videos in our company at Studio Classroom. Some of our fellow teachers, they make videos or we have videos being passed around. And sometimes they're so large, I don't even want to bother mm-hmm. opening them because it takes too long to load.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you know, we may end up just wasting time. And you add these little chunks of time up in the course of a day, and it adds up.
Right. So the point is, with these new fiber optics advances, waiting around for these files to open and transfer and upload and download will be a thing of the past. We'll only have to wait a few seconds instead of minutes or even occasionally an hour.
I just am also thinking, now, I have the choice on these, like, entertainment files, I'll call them, or these video files, things like that, I have a choice. But also then, this might be helpful if I'm getting, like, some software or an upgrade.
Oh, yes.
Right? Because a lot of times I might get an upgrade from, you know, on my software that takes a lot of time and chews up a lot of capabilities on my computer. This would save me a lot of trouble.
Well, we'll get to the internet later in the article, but yes, the author of this says that the internet can actually eventually take advantage of this fiber optic technology.
Okay. All right, listeners, we are on day two, September 3rd of this article, Fiber Optics Advances. Turn to page 15 in your advanced studio classroom for our first reading.
Because such interference often worsens as data is sent over longer distances, some cables now must be under 10 feet, which limits flexibility in hooking up gadgets. By contrast, fiber optic cables are unhindered by electromagnetic interference, allowing those used in homes to be stretched more than 300 feet. Fiber optic cables and their connectors also can be made extremely thin. Intel says that would let companies make much skinnier laptops or other gizmos that currently can't be reduced because of the size of their cable connectors. A single light peak cable, in some cases, could do the job of several cables in use today, eliminating what has become a bewildering jumble of cable types.
Okay, yesterday we finished talking about electromagnetic interference that happens with the current cables and then how fiber optics are going to come into play and actually eliminate some of these problems. The electromagnetic interference disrupts transmission of data and it can be a real problem. That's actually where we finished yesterday. And today we pick up on that interference topic, Howie.
Yeah, because interference often worsens as data is sent over longer distances. So, for example, it says here that cables must be under 10 feet because generally anything over 10 feet, there'll be lots of interference. The signal will degrade. It'll get worse.
Mm. Mm. Okay. I didn't think about that. But yeah, as I was reading this article, preparing for it, it made me once again look at the cables in my home and what's going on here. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I could see that. And there's a couple of different problems with that. But anyways, some cables now must be under 10 feet, and there are problems with that.
Well, it limits the flexibility in hooking up gadgets, basically in connecting one gadget to another. If your cables have to be under a certain length, there's only so much you can do with that as far as maybe having one thing in one part of the room or your house and something else in another, and you're just limited more.
I think some people are wondering, well, I will never need a cable that's longer than 10 feet. But this actually applies more for example, if you're hooking up a network inside your home or even in the office, any cable longer than 10 feet, it's possible that the signal inside the wire will get worse. So that's not helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one thing for all of this stuff to be right at my desk, but what if I want to go from one room to the next? Mm-hmm. And whether it's in home or in the office, a network and multiple sites that I want to connect people. So that is the problem with the short cables, limits flexibility. By contrast, Naomi.
Right. So on the other hand, fiber optic cables are unhindered by electromagnetic interference. To be hindered by something means that it stops you from doing something or it prevents you from doing something. So if you are unhindered by something, it's like you're completely free to do whatever you want to do. And in this case, that means the fiber optic cables, they don't get stuck. They don't get into these traffic jams that we mentioned yesterday with information and so on. nothing is going to interfere with the connection in this case because it runs in a completely different way.
Exactly. And traditional electronic cables, if you couldn't have something that's 300 feet. That's almost impossible. But with a fiber optic, it can be over 300 feet.
That was amazing, 300 feet. That's what a difference that is. So, and it enables you to do all sorts of different things as far as connecting different pieces of technology throughout the house that will control the atmosphere of the home.
Sure. Maybe, Howie, you can help to clarify something a little bit more. Why is it that a traditional cable gets stuck in electromagnetic interference but fiber optics don't?
Well, for example, inside a wire, traditional wires, is metal.
Right.
And of course, metal can attract electromagnetic signals simply because metal is a great conductor of electromagnetic activity, I guess. Obviously, magnets can attract metal. And
right.
of course, electricity can pass through metal. Wire, like plastic wire or fiber optic wire made of glass, it's not susceptible to that. It's not vulnerable to that.
Right. It's not a conductor, so it doesn't attract that sort of other metals and magnets and so on. It just – it's like it ignores the rest of the world. It has a very clear attention span. It knows where it's going and nothing's going to get in its way.
Well, we're talking about physical qualities of this fiber optic cable, and right in the next paragraph we see that these cables and their connectors can also be something else.
Be made very – actually extremely thin. Intel says that it would let companies make much skinnier laptops or other gizmos that currently can't be reduced because of the size of their cable connectors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the current electric cables have a certain like width to them, but to carry the same amount of data, these fiber optic ones could be maybe like 1/10 or even 1/100th of the width of them.
Exactly. And I like the potential that it talks about in the next paragraph. It says a single light peak cable in some cases can do the job of several cables in use today because normally electronic cable or electric cable, it's pretty thick. So if you want to combine them into one cable, it's going to be even thicker. But because these fiber optic cables are so thin, you can probably combine three or four cables into one cable and it would still be thinner than a normal electric cable.
Okay.
This is sort of repeating what we talked about on the bottom of the first column of page 14 yesterday, but it's just giving us a little bit more detail. Keep in mind that because these cables can be made so thin, that also means that laptops and other things could be smaller as well, and that's an exciting possibility. It's hard to find a really thin laptop now, mm-hmm. and that's partly because of the cable connectors. They need to be a certain size. Also, that word gizmos, that's a fun one. We talked about gadgets. Often gizmo goes right along with that.
You used gizmo yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. I remember now. It's just a little device with a particular purpose. And usually when I think of a gizmo, I think of something that actually has a very specific purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And listeners, you can take a look over there at that picture at the top of page 15. That'll just kind of give you an idea a graphic of what we are talking about, the processor, and then also the processor would be the square part there, and then the fiber optic cables are those wires coming out of there. That just gives you an idea of what we're talking about.
Well, that's a fiber optic connector. I'm not sure if it's a processor. It could be a processor, but that's definitely a fiber optic connector, and we can see the wires are very thin. This poly is the size of smaller than a coin. It's very, very small. It could be even magnified through a microscope. And then we can see light coming out of the end of the wires.
So this isn't actual size?
No.
It's actually much smaller than this?
Much, much smaller.
Okay. Now, we finish up this paragraph here and what Howie was talking about, the size of the cable being able to transmit data being smaller. And then a single light peak cable in some cases could do the job of several cables in use today.
Ooh, that would be nice because it would eliminate that bewildering jumble of cable types. To eliminate something is to just get rid of it completely. And I think it's true that the different kinds of cables that you need for certain things can be really confusing for those of us who are a little less tech savvy. Mm-hmm. Maybe your, you know, your camera connects using one sort of outlet, and then your USB uses another one, and then your MP3 player uses another one, and it can be very confusing.
Yeah, if we all look at the back of our computer, there's at least 5 different cables coming out of it. Imagine they all can be combined into one thin cable. It would eliminate a lot of clutter.
Well, the other thing is, not only different cables, but a lot of them, they seem to be all different sizes, and the plugs are all – everything's a different size. The plugs and the jacks, everything's a different size. Plugs and jacks are a different topic, but I'm wondering if we can have some kind of uniformity in that too.
Well, I think that's done because people get confused. Like, I don't – if it would be bad if someone plugs in a printer cable into their keyboard port. That's no good, obviously. So that they differentiate it for that purpose. But hopefully something like LightPeak would have some kind of universal connector so that people won't be confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's have our last reading for this article.
Their challenge. But to generate significant business, LightPeak would have to be adopted by companies that make computers, printers, and other gadgets, because those machines would have to be built to accommodate the fiber optic connections. Ziller acknowledged that it could take several years for the concept to win widespread acceptance, but he said some devices incorporating LightPeak will be on the market next year. Ziller was vague about how much the fiber optic cables might cost, saying only that the price would exceed that for existing cables. That makes some analysts question how well LightPeak would sell, since they say most consumers might not need its blinding speed. That may be true now, but home gadgets are sure to require increasing bandwidth in the future, said Martin Reynolds of the research firm Gartner. Also, if gadgets inside homes get linked with fiber optic cable, he said, internet service companies would be encouraged to link those homes to the web via fiber, which would result in even quicker downloads and uploads.
Okay, this is Bill Quinn. I've got Naomi Beeshavel and Howie Chung. We're talking about fiber optics advances. That's our business article. We're on our last section on page 15 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. This is Intel's LightPeak, the next generation in transmitting data through fiber optics. It's a great idea, but there is a challenge.
Well, I would love to start using this technology in my home today, but I can't. And the reason why is that in order to generate significant business, or in order to get enough support for this technology, LightPeak would have to be adopted by companies that make the other gadgets, computers and printers and so on.
Okay. It's one thing to have a great idea. The other thing is getting market acceptance.
Exactly. So Canon, HP, all these other companies, they need to adopt this technology as well.
Okay, these companies that make computers, printers, other gadgets, and it's because?
Well, those machines would have to be built to accommodate the fiber optic connections. They would have to be compatible. They would have to be able to work together, and that's going to be an investment for those companies.
So, Intel can make this stuff inside, Intel inside, right? But then there's got to be all of the other supporting technology with all of these gadgets, right, Howie?
Right. And it says here that some of these devices incorporating LightPeak will be on the market next year. So not in 2010, but perhaps 2011. Some devices will incorporate, and to incorporate means to include as part of something, include this technology.
Right. We have the director from Intel again, Mr. Ziller, and he's saying, okay, it could take a few years for this idea, for this new concept or this new technology to be accepted by everyone. It's not going to happen overnight that everyone will start making their gadgets compatible with fiber optic technology, but some of them will be coming along soon.
Okay. I had underlined a couple of words in there. They're all kind of in the same vein. In that paragraph, or all along the same line, there's accommodate in line 24, and then there's widespread acceptance in line 27, and then incorporating. in line 28. So this is all talking about these companies cooperating and building together and working together to bring this technology. It's not just, it's one thing for Intel to have one idea, but it can't just do it all on its own, right, Howie?
Nope, and I'm sure money has to do with it too, because I'm sure Intel would charge these companies a little bit of money to incorporate their technology into their products.
Also, possibly it would just cost them more to incorporate it, and it would be, well, the word I used before, an investment. They need to trust that this technology will be popular and that people will want a device that can accommodate it. And that's sort of looking forward, and that can be a bit of a risky step this early in this kind of technology. Sometimes you're not sure whether it really will be adopted or used by everyone.
Money? Cost? Well, in fact, that's what Jason Ziller talks about in that next paragraph.
Right. Ziller was vague about how much the fiber optic cables might cost. And to be vague about something is you're not very clear.
Mm. Well, that happens a lot of times when new ideas come along and we're talking about dollars involved and costs. People don't want to state a number.
Right. So when I read that, I thought, oh, maybe he'll give a range. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be between this amount and this amount. But it says that he said only that the price would exceed that for existing cables. In other words, well, they'll be more expensive than the ones we're using now, but we don't know how much more expensive.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be nailed down to a price, but you can expect it to be more. There's research and development cost in this. This doesn't happen for free, so it costs them money to make this stuff.
The problem is we have no idea how much more. If it's a couple of dollars, people are going to be excited about it. But if it's three times the cost, I'm not sure how many people will be ready to invest in that.
And not knowing that is causing some analysts to...
Well, they question how well LightPeak would sell, since they say that most consumers may not need its blinding speed. And I like the use of the word blinding here, because usually it means extremely bright, basically, when something is blinding. But here it means very fast. It's so fast that it's almost like it's blinding you.
Okay. Well, it's a technology that might be – it's ahead of its time, right? So a lot of consumers might look at it and say, I don't really need this.
Mm-hmm.
But – maybe in the future they will see that. They will see the light.
Yes. Well, and we see that. It's very clever. We see that on the last column as well. That may be true now. Not everyone needs that incredible speed right now, but home gadgets are sure to require increasing bandwidth in the future, according to someone from research from Gartner. In other words, this is going to continue to develop. And if people don't need it now, that doesn't mean they won't in a couple more years.
Okay. And we have been talking about how this would increase the interaction and the speed between the gadgets. But then we finish talking about what we had talked about earlier, the internet.
Right. It says here that soon maybe our homes can have this kind of technology to connect our computers to the internet using fiber optic cable. Internet service companies would be encouraged to link those homes to the web via fiber, which would result in quicker downloads and uploads.
Okay. So right now, most people are connected through, I guess, through their like cable TV cables or their phone lines.
Well, it's still traditional copper wire or metal wire.
Yeah. Okay. Before we wrap up this article today, let's have our feature. Smarty, get over here. There's a data traffic jam looming.
What's the problem, Doc?
Take a look at all these gadgets and look at all these cables. There's too much data. The cables can't handle it. We've got to fix the problem before everything blows up and the world is left with no data and no records.
Okay, Doc, let's think this through. How fast is the data moving?
Approximately 3 gigabytes per second. We must get it to move faster or, Smarty, we're doomed.
How much time do we have, Doc?
Smarty, we only have a few hours before this whole system explodes.
Okay, well, Doc, you've cluttered this place up so much that I can't even get to all the wires. What in the world are we going to do?
Huh? I got it.
What, Doc?
We must incorporate the use of fiber optic cables.
Fiber shema?
Fiber optics. I've been working on this for a decade now. I didn't think we would need it for another 10 years. But Smarty, this might be the answer.
Okay, Doc, but how will this help?
It will increase the data flow to 10 gigabytes per second. Quick, Smarty,
Get the cables. They're in the drawer to your right.
All right. I got them, Doc.
Okay. While we're switching the cables, the system will be running off of batteries. But that only gives us about 2 hours to make the switch. If we don't increase the bandwidth within this time frame, then I'm afraid we will lose all the world's data.
Let's do it, Doc. We can do this.
Smarty, look at the gigometer. It shows that the speed is increasing. We've done it, Smarty. We've saved the world from losing all its data.
Way to go, Doc. I knew we could do this.
Okay. Well, listeners, this is actually exciting news for you in the future as far as how we can transmit data. And we're all using gadgets and computers and the internet and everything. So it's something that I'm looking forward to as far as being able to do my work quicker.
Yes, actually, the last sentence of this article I thought was most interesting because I don't transfer that much data between gadgets within my own home, although it would be useful in that regard. But I am very excited to see whether this will be a new wave for the web, whether we'll start to be able to get our internet that much faster. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
I think it'll be exciting if we could use this to get our internet faster so we can watch Topic Talk videos much more clear, perhaps in high resolution.
Yeah.
Or maybe even access our Facebook page at Studio Classroom.
You know, Howie, I was wondering how this might impact our Topic Talk videos. But, you know, the future is, at least today, is so much in video. We have really progressed to where almost everything now is video. And whether it is an actual live video or if it's a game, or if it's a computer-generated video, everything's video, and those files are huge, mm-hmm. whether you're watching mm-hmm. them on the internet or copying them. This is where I could see this really helping.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. And so I think we will see certain companies or certain technologies be able to develop more in those kinds of areas, like video, maybe offering features that they haven't been able to before mm-hmm. because of these limitations.
Okay. Listeners, thanks for joining us here for Fiber Optics Advances. This has been a really interesting article, and it's going to have an impact on all of us in the future. So great way to start the month here, our second article for September. Come on back and join us next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Naomi.
And Howie.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.